Going on, man. Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful DR City of Buck Perspective Podcast. And man, it has been an amazing journey over the last couple of days. And man, just to, and again, I'm just going to give you guys this to obviously give you big five ideas in terms of preparing for the advance. But beforehand, I did. And again, remember the biggest thing that I was dreading about was the little bit of a wedding. But to be honest with you, totally different from what I had expected. I expected that there were only going to be a few people, and I walk in and I just have to stand at a table and that's it. But to be honest with you, I was just forced to meet a couple of people, individuals, right outside the little chapel, I guess you could say, once we got there and stuff. And by that time, I was already a little bit inebriated. I was already feeling real good about myself. So then after that, we just sat down at a table. One of her friends came in. That I saw the day before, who I just did not want to speak to on a Saturday because I was so annoyed by two stupid ass students that I was having at the time, which is finally done. But you know, we sat there, we saw the, you know, the girl. I think I shook her hand, I believe only once and stuff like that. But you know, all the important people were there at the beginning, and this guy was like Malay and Thai, so it was basically just a bunch of Thai people, but there were people speaking perfect English too. And I'm guessing they flew in from Malaysia, but at the same time, you had basically your household ties and you know the little bitchy looks and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, more and more people started coming from her job. And to be honest with you, I met a couple of guys who used to work there and they work for bigger companies right now. And that ended up being pretty good. Ended up being pretty good. I met a flight attendant. She was actually really nice, had the most wonderful son ever. I was, you know, playing with him. And then, you know, a couple of people I didn't have the opportunity to speak to as much last time at my own wedding, you know, joking around with them this time, was totally different. Very grateful for everything. And to be honest with you, I didn't think that it was going to turn out this way, but I wasn't forced to speak to people. I was an energy person, and I could tell that there were just a lot of Thai people, or whatever you want to call them, motherfuckers there, who I did not know, who I just didn't even want to make eye contact with, didn't want to speak to, none of that shit, because they looked ignorant as fuck. And then there were some that were always giving those very blank, nasty stares. Who knows? They were probably thinking about things. But then right after that, I'm like, okay, let me get the fuck out of here. And so, to be honest with you, hey, did I have the opportunity? That was the food good? They barely had any. But yes, it was amazing, but there's just not much at all. The ceremony itself, not to compare it to mine, but totally different. Totally different. My ceremony was highly emotional, and right after that, it was very fun, far more casual. I guess this one being considering that he's a very ultra Christian or whatever you want to call it was just much more, you know, there were no tears that were shed. You know, the only tear that was shed is when people were given their nice little speech for the people, like, you know, towards the end. And, but to be honest with you, it just seemed like it was very upbeat. I don't know why. That's the first time I've ever went to a wedding and it just wasn't, there was no emotion behind it. So to be honest with you, if you actually look at, you know, my wedding and the amount of people that were there and stuff like that, I would have to say 80% were crying at that time. You know what I mean? And so, and then later on that night, it was fun as hell and stuff. But again, like I said, man, it was great. I'm glad that it's over with. Hopefully, I have another wedding, but it's like a fan, you know. I already know she just went to my wedding and stuff like that. So that'll be cool. And they're having it actually out here in Bangkok too. So it's gonna be totally fine. But at the same time, man, I guess you live and you learn. All right. And I'm really happy that that ended up happening. You know, woke up Monday morning, I felt great and stuff. And still going through some battles with some bullshit ass Thai students because boy, they are ugh. But at the same time, hey, we are here. So I hope that you guys had already a fantastic beginning of your week on Monday. Okay. I hope you have another phenomenal week of intention, guys. It's 5:21 in the morning. Right after this, I already got my shorts on. I'm going straight to the bike. And this is how I build up that momentum in the morning. If I could just get on to my podcast or at least listen to my morning mindset, do the bike, everything before 6 a.m., before the demands of all the other students and stuff like that, everything's going to change. So, again, this week of intention, of presence, of aliveness, of connection and meaning, I hope that you guys had that already beginning on your Monday. And I hope that you have already entered this week, ready to serve and to manage those emotions. Okay, having a clear goal list, me being challenged by one of my students, being very excited because I'm going to be creating more pronunciation courses and stuff like that. And I hope you have a plan of readiness and to move your life forward. All right. And the thing is, I want to talk about defeat. I want to talk about defeat. And a lot of people, they were like, oh, you can't say defeat anymore. You know, mental health in America, Americans, they don't know much. And again, I say this sparingly because I don't know if they do or whatnot, but they always say mental health is real, or getting old is real, or this is real, or that is any fucking thing is real. Mental health is real. What the fuck does that even mean? See, America, they don't have it in their curriculum to work on themselves. And this is why they always are just bickering and hating each other on a consistent basis. This is the definition of what American society is. You know, they're like, oh, mental health, you can't say this. You know, you have to accept people where they are and give them allowances to pause and, you know, break and recover. And sure, okay, I'll give you that. I believe in that. I'll teach that. But at the same time, the mentality of no defeat rises above all of that. Defeat is when you end up committing suicide. Defeat is when you just give up and you're just in depression. And so most people who say those things are thinking short term. Those people who, I don't know, there are so many people on Instagram, Twitter, you name it. And it's crazy because, you know, they're like, oh, you don't know how it feels to be depressed. And I'm like, okay, yeah, keep on thinking short term. Okay, yeah, you can keep on saying, you could say there's an imbalance with chemicals in your head. You could say whatever the fuck you want to keep backing up the fact that you are wherever you are and you're going to stay there no matter what. You could continue doing that over and over and over. Oh, my mom has been depressed for 15 years. God damn, that means you haven't made a choice over the last 365 times 15 years. I don't even want to do the numbers, but let's just say, let's just say 4,500 days minimum. Lord, that is a lot for you to continue making the same decision. I'm guessing it's 5,400 days or something like that. You have continuously made a decision to be in that state of depression for 500 days? So again, that is called defeat. You have an inflexible approach to the world. That's all short term, people. See, the concept of no defeat, if we look at it from a larger horizon of history, it means we will not lack freedom in our future. We will stay the course. We will stand firm, believe that we are capable, and endure and progress. And no, I'm not going to sit back, sit here, and placate, play small because you desire me to be quiet. I remember motherfuckers back in 2016, 17, 18. I remember 2018 and just realized that there were so many of those, oh, millionaire mindset and this and that. And it was like the whole, the fake personal development, right? The hoorah, the motivational bullshit speaking back from 2016 to 2019, right? And then all those profiles turned into horrible reels. And it's so funny. I was like, oh, whatever happened to that millionaire mindset? See, it was a fad market, which had happened, you know, before. But now it's gone. They're defeated. And to be honest with you, those fake ass profiles and those bullshit ass quotes and everything that you had seen, people stopped following that, especially after COVID. And so now those same people, they're defeated. So they're going to go hit another fad market. It's funny how everything just changes. I'm going to give you guys five big ideas about this that is going to be extremely powerful for yourself. First, number one, have aim and resolve. What is the outcome? For that little girl that was making me bad, what is the outcome? Okay, well, I don't want to teach her unless she's gone. That's how it's going to work. She rarely shows up to class anyways, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, you know, well, what is the outcome of yesterday? Yesterday, again, man, I told you guys, teaching Thai students has to be the most demoralizing thing because it feels like you're not doing a fucking thing. And so I'm at this business. She pays me a good amount of money for these people to give what the guy probably gives, what, 20%. The other girl who's been there for the longest, she probably gets 5%. The other guy gives like 3%. And the other two motherfuckers who are like cousins, one of them just sits on her phone and she just has an attitude all the time. She gives literally 0%, but she was very enthusiastic before. And I'm just like, okay. All right. If you guys want to be dipshit to be assholes, I ain't going to talk to you. I'm going to sit here at this table and just ignore the fuck out of you. What's the outcome? Okay, they might say, hey, Arsenio, we're going to stop doing classes for a little bit because the students, okay, fantastic. Don't ever contact me again because I don't want to teach those motherfuckers anymore. I love you as an individual, but they're unenthused. And I could tell by their entire lives. Like, what are you trying to get better at today? What are you trying to get better at this year? None of them had goals. People don't got goals out here. And so me, I always look at the deciding. You got the goal, or you have it in mind. What are you trying to manifest, right? You may have to address the strategy, the approach, but you resolve it philosophically. That thing you desire will be manifested and protected. You know that progression towards it, and the coming of difficulties are going to be forever present. And like I told you, man, I am one of those people where I already in my head, I'm like, okay, well, to be honest with you, I know how people are going to be. I know how Tysons are going to be. I know this, I know that. And I'm like, okay, what's bringing me a lot of unhappiness? Well, those two at the job, at the business that I'm teaching at, I can really give a fuck about them. I just look at them and I'm like, okay, all right, you ain't going to say shit. So I'm not even going to bother with you. In my classes, at the job I work at, I'm very grateful because I could just say, you know what? No, I'm not going to deal with your dumb shit today. And so these are the little things that I build up over time and just say, well, what's the outcome of this? If I can catastrophize, or not catastrophize, but anticipate what is the very worst that could happen, stop teaching that. At the same time, I know that something else bigger is going to come and it might not be happening from within this country. Now, shift, don't die. That's number two. See, again, you could quit, but don't be defeated. Sometimes you're just stubborn and you don't want to pivot. Now, you could quit something because I thought of quitting things. But again, when I pivot, it's a lot different. So I need you to shift, don't die. Shift your focus, your productivity, your work blocks, your boundaries, such as what's been happening with me. Shift those. And you're gonna be all right. That one small step, that one email, that one presentation, desire, release, text, okay, voice message, one thing toward your dream, whatever it may be. Don't fall into 16 hours of consumption. Don't read bullshit ass comments of the most ignorant people and parasites in the world bitching about something and you carrying that on your consciousness. That is something that consumers do. And then they realize, oh my God, because the media is so incentivized, oh my God, the world, oh my God, this is happening. Oh, scientists believe this motherfucker. You haven't named one scientist that even brought out any of these studies. And so you're just saying scientists, scientists, scientists. And I believe you're just lying, lying, lying. Until I see that a scientist is saying something, I can give a fuck about what you motherfuckers say. We always see the lowest common denominator of humanity on the news. We always see the lowest common denominator of human beings in the comment section on YouTube, in the comment section on Instagram, in the racist ass videos, or they're saying they're showing 1920s America. The next, you got a slew of just disgusting racist comments. Yeah, they said that diversity is our strength. Bullshit. All this racist garbage, this casual racism that runs with deep within the lowest common denominators of society. I need you to shift. The next one, realize that mentality of no defeat begins with preparing to honor thy struggle. Okay. Tell yourself that it's going to be hard. That's how you build up that muscle memory. And when it gets hard, this is what I'm going to, this is how I'm going to deal with it and release stress and get help. This is mental preparation for the advance. See, I could have hurried up and pivoted this past Saturday, looking at that guy's email. Oh, you said I could get a refund because I haven't opened the course. And I'm like, okay, cool. Here's your refund. Goodbye. I didn't die. I quit it on that motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. You're wasting my time. And now you're asking for money back. Goodbye. So many other people I've had to, pivot. And, with this girl, I said, okay, let me pivot. Hey, this is the ultimatum. I don't want her in my class anymore. Get her the fuck out. She destroyed the entire dynamic. Or put the good students at the front, put her in the back. I could really give a fuck about these types of people. And so there goes another one. Also, you got to amplify your strengths and acknowledge the weaknesses. Right? A lot of people stew in their weaknesses. Why we can't, I'm insecure. I'm scared. I don't deserve it. Everyone else has it, but we can't. And instead of like putting the strengths in play, we just quit. We're not in motion. And boom, that's defeat. You can quit projects, ideas, values, or whatever it may be. Jobs, okay? Leave relationships and all that. But at the end of the day, are you defeated when you quit? A lot of that happens when people haven't been living in their strengths long enough. Doing things you're weak at or hate. And the next thing you know, when those major obstacles come up, boom, defeat. There it is. And then here we go, the last one, the building up. Right? And so, again, when you're overwhelmed and you lose control or lose control of relationships and all of these different things, listen, to be honest with you, you got to build up for the next time. The relationships, that chance always prepares itself. And then when you start chipping away and you're looking for the opportunity and the freedom and the resolve, sure, you may have a health condition that puts you down. Maybe your job fired you, a project failed, but you got to build up. What do you have to learn now? And surround yourself with that group, right? This is one of the, what is it, blue zones, right? This is why the Japanese live very, very amazing lives, regardless of the incentivized, disgust, and lowest common denominator media saying, oh, you know, suicide, suicide, suicide. I said, America's has a much, much bigger problem. Okay, y'all talking about just not even a fraction of the population in Japan, yet they have the highest life expectancy in the world. America still has far more. I could give a damn about population or anything like that. Y'all got a lot more suicides going on. Oh, and let's talk about homelessness. And oh, let's talk about overdose. Oh, and let's talk about this. And let's talk about that. And let's talk about this. Let's talk about disease. Let's talk about cancer. You want to keep it going? Yeah. So let me, I don't want to hear that bullshit. Okay. You got to surround yourself with the right tribe is what I'm trying to say. You got to team up with the right people. You got to ask for help when you need it. You're always preparing for that next stage of advance. With that being said, stay tuned for more. Over and out.